The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings from Redwood City at the Insight Meditation Center, a center which now beginning to feel to me as if has no walls, that it spreads out into all the places where people are offering their good morning and their greetings and their wonderful statements here and their bows. So thank you for being here. And one of the consequences of these years of doing meditation practice, Buddhist practice, has been that I now have a friendly relationship with my thinking. I will often enjoy my thinking, and I think of my thinking as a friend and myself as a friend for my thinking. And that wasn't always the case. Thinking is often a source of tremendous amount of human suffering. Psychologists sometimes say that one of the leading causes for depression is rumination. There's certainly other reasons for it, but the self-talk, what we tell ourselves, the images we conjure up, if we think more in images, can have an influence on us, can have effect. They're not influence-free. And when there's ideas and thoughts and images that are frightening or anger-producing or all kinds of things, desirous, that it lingers or affects us, a mood or an inclination or a habit formation, and can affect our body, our muscles, can create tension. And probably one of the leading causes of tension and stress is, in fact, our relationship to our thinking. We might be in a hurry to get somewhere, but it's the hurriness of the thinking, the mind that's reaching forward and wanting. So one of the things that begins happening in practice is we start having a different relationship to the thinking mind. And one of the opportunities, one of the possibilities, is thinking no longer becomes center stage. It's no longer the basis for how we see the world, understand the world, or especially ourselves, that our thinking is not the source of where we think we are or who we think we are or how we create or construct the idea of who we are. And that what feels more at home is being centered in the body or centered in the deeper experiences of our senses, to be centered more at other sources of intelligence, other sources of feeling, of sensations, than the thoughts we can tell ourselves. And that's not to dismiss our thoughts, but to create a very different context for relating to them. So one of the ways to becoming happier is to not grant a lot of authority to thinking, to not believe every thought, to not hold on to or engage or pick up everything that we think. Don't give thinking so much importance. And if we do that, then we can maybe begin to drop in to a fuller range of our human capacity for living, for sensing, for experiencing, for understanding. And to our greater capacity for happiness. There is a happiness we can experience that's not dependent on what we're thinking about. The happiness of intimacy and connectedness and being rooted here and really feeling the life flow moving through us, getting out of our way, not overlaying layers of tension and stress and interpretations and reactivity to this wonderful capacity for our inner life to flow and open up. So, to take a meditation posture, and perhaps a meditation posture that would allow you to shift your center of gravity from the thinking mind to the sensing body, the experiencing body, the body's capacity to feel its own aliveness, to feel the flow of sensations, to feel its weight, to feel how the body is positioned with gravity in the contact of your body against your chair, your floor, wherever your body rests, is touching. And to be aware of the body's capacity to experience breathing in whatever way, very permissively, whatever way the body experiences breathing, let it be that way. Any tendency to judge it or feel like it should be different belongs to the thinking mind. You don't have to stop thinking those, but just let them recede to the background and not give them so much importance if you can. And for these minutes now, to give importance to the experience of breathing. And even before you think you're meditating, perhaps you can familiarize yourself with how the body experiences breathing. As if you're a friend who's come to visit your friend breathing, and you ask, "How are you?" And generously and kindly, you attune yourself by getting to your friend, by getting to know the friend of breathing. And as you're experiencing your breathing, are there simple ways that you could relax as you exhale? Without too much ambition, just simple. Maybe relaxing some parts of the body that are breathing. Maybe the rib cages can relax as you exhale. Maybe a relaxation around the diaphragm. Maybe a relaxing of the belly. And maybe some relaxation of the muscles of breathing as you inhale. Maybe it's only a teeny bit at the top of the inhale. There's a softening that lets the inhale continue for a fraction of a moment longer. Breathing sits at the nexus, at the crossroads of of so many aspects of our humanity, our human life. To be interested in the experience of breathing is to be interested in something quite important about being alive and having feelings and even having happiness and joy. And then if you can find, if there happens to be any tension or pressure associated with thinking, maybe in the forehead area, behind the forehead, between the ears, the face, jaw, perhaps as you exhale, you can soften, relax, let go of that tension, pressure. And as you let go, to let your thinking mind become quieter. As you exhale and let go and relax, if your thoughts are difficult, relax around those difficult thoughts as if you're a caring and compassionate friend. It's okay. So you're not centered in your thoughts. You're more like you're centered in the care and kindness as you relax and soften. As you exhale, letting go into the body breathing. Letting go into an intimacy with the sensations, the physical sensations of breathing. Letting that be for these moments where what is important, what is valued. Trusting that simplicity of just staying with breathing, coming back to your breathing, more than you trust or need to be thinking and investing in the importance of thinking and solving. Letting thinking become quieter, receding to the background. In the foreground, an intimacy with breathing, with the body, allowing it to be as it is, untroubled, with whatever way your body is breathing, being with it kindly and compassionately, here. Now, Breathing as a way, as if breathing is the doorway to deep feelings of belonging, of being at home, being free, to happiness, as if breathing is the entryway, is the way to be free, of our thinking. And as you're sitting here, as you're meditating, to really drop into your body, lower yourself more fully into the torso, the body, your immediate experience. And feel any sense of well-being that there might be here, no matter how small or in what corners of your being. Feeling your well-being, a well-being that's not dependent on what you're thinking, that maybe resides in some place deeper than thinking, or more intimate than thinking. A well-being that you have to let go of thinking to feel more fully. See if you can breathe with a well-being. See if you can allow the well-being to spread through your being, wafting like a wonderful smell. And then, as we come to the end of this sitting, once again to feel within you whatever sense of well-being there might be It might be a little bit more calm, more settled, a little bit more intimate with yourself. It might be a warmth or a glow of happiness, joy, appreciation, a sense of gratitude, or and then consider how this sense of well-being can be a source of caring for others, can be a source of friendliness and generosity. So that caring and generosity is not so much something we think about logically, though it's fine to do so, but something that is connected to what's deeper than thinking. It's connected to that which in us that doesn't suffer. The place within where there is no stress, no worries, and from there allowing yourself to have to look upon the world with kind eyes. Relaxed and soft and kind. And consider how you might today act on kindness, act on generosity. How you might today act on a sense of friendliness or compassion. Perhaps it's as simple as sending an email to someone that you know would appreciate hearing from you. Or maybe it's as simple as picking up trash around your neighborhood. Or maybe it's finally getting around to sending a donation to some cause that is helping people during this time of great strife and economic challenges. There's something that can be freeing, and we'd like it to be freeing. You let your meditation practice be connected to how you live your life. And the bridge between the two, that can involve thinking. That's one of the useful areas in which thinking can help ourselves and help our world. May our thinking be for the welfare and happiness of everyone.